TypeScript 7.2.
We have called you Daniel Patrick, but I've been told by my Chinese friends that you should have a Chinese name as well, and this glorious dawn sky makes me think we'll call you Son of the Eastern Star. Your coming has turned me upside down and inside out. So much that seemed essential to me has, in the past few days, taken on a different colour. Like many foreign correspondents I know, I have lived a life that, on occasion, has veered close to the edge. War zones, natural disasters, darkness in all its shapes and forms. In a world of insecurity and ambition and ego, it's easy to be drawn in, to take chances with our lives, to gamble with death. Now, looking at your sleeping face, listening to your occasional sigh, I wonder how I could have ever thought glory and prizes were sweeter than life. And it's also true that I am pained, perhaps haunted is a better word, by the memory, suddenly so vivid now, of each suffering child I have come across on my journeys. To tell you the truth, it's nearly too much to bear at this moment to even think of children being hurt and abused. And yet, looking at you, the images come flooding back. 10-year-old Andy Mikhail on a hillside in Eritrea. How his voice cried out when the wind blew dust onto his wounds. The two brothers, Domingo and Just, in Manong, southern Angola. Just, 2 years old and dying from malnutrition, being carried on 7-year-old Domingo's back. And Domingo's words to me, "He was nice before, but now he has the hunger." Last October in Afghanistan, when you were growing inside your mother, I met Sharjah, age 12. Motherless, fatherless, guiding me through the grey ruins of her home. Everything was gone, she told me. And I knew that for all her tender years, she had learned more about loss than I would understand in a lifetime. There is one last memory of Rwanda, where in a ransacked classroom, I found a mother and her 3 young children huddled together. The children had died holding on to their mother, that instinct we all learn from birth, and in one way or another cling on to until we die.